Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I love that the filter comes off when Mike Florio comes on. He is the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. You can find him on the artist formerly known as X at Pro Football Talk. He is Mike Florio. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us a little earlier. I know it's a big week for you. PFT Live is back, and you're going to be in Canton this week.
Yeah, head to Canton tomorrow, late afternoon. We will be there doing our show Wednesday and Thursday. Got meetings on Wednesday. Hall of Fame game Thursday night, Lions, Chargers from Canton. So football is back. We're back. And it goes from like 0 to 100, doesn't it? Even though it never really gets to zero, it never really slows down. It goes from normal back to nutty like that.
Yeah, it's like we've been driving through a construction zone where they will ticket you if you go over 55 miles per hour, and now there is no speed limit. We're back up to 70, 80, depending on what state you're driving through. Mike, I'll start with this. Pads are on most places, if not all places, around the NFL. Today was the first day in pads for the Bears. And I find myself wondering, Mike, as we get deeper and deeper into training camp, I look around the league and I'm looking at different situations. And answer this question for me from your perspective. When I say Caleb Williams has the most pressure on him of any quarterback in the NFL outside of fill in the blank, who's in that spot? Or is there anyone in that spot?
Oh, I think there are other quarterbacks in that spot. I think there's a lot of pressure on Dak Prescott. Not that he's in any jeopardy of being released, but neither is Caleb Williams.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers is under a lot of pressure. He's trying to rehab what have been a couple of nightmarish seasons in New York now that he's with the Pittsburgh Steelers. There are guys who are facing the pressure. And it's different types, it's different degrees, it's different levels of expectation. Now, for some of them, like a Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, it's not going to kick in until January rolls around, assuming both teams make the playoffs. But there are more than a few quarterbacks who are under pressure. J.J. McCarthy's under pressure. Different kind, because he's completely unproven, but he's under pressure to prove himself in his first year as a starter.
Yeah, I mean, they handed him the keys after his predecessor was obviously awesome for Minnesota. So that does add its own type of pressure for sure. Mike, I want to kind of follow up on Caleb Williams, though. How much leash do you think he should get, considering that he just alone because of having a new head coach and subsequently a new offense?
Yeah, I think that he should have complete and total reign to take this season to show how he works with Ben Johnson, how Johnson works with him. It's a partnership. It's a combination. They succeed together or they fail together. And this is where it can be a little dicey, although I believe Ben Johnson is all in with Caleb Williams because Johnson could have gone anywhere he wanted to go. Usually when a new coach comes in, that coach wants his own quarterback, because usually for the coach who was just fired by the team that hires a new coach, the quarterback's part of the problem. And you rarely have a situation like Peyton Manning, Tony Dungy, Indianapolis 2002, where Jim Mora the elder gets fired. Dungy lands there after he got fired by the Buccaneers. And of course, Peyton Manning's my guy. Usually when the coach is fired, it's because the quarterback isn't what he needs to be. With Caleb Williams, it's just 1 year. And you could make the argument that between Shane Waldron and Matt Eberflus last year, it's their fault, not Williams' fault. So I think he's got the same clean slate that he would have had and did have a year ago.
Looking around the league, Mike, we've been paying attention to all of these hold-ins, hold-outs, whatever you want to call them, with different guys wanting new contracts, whether it's Dallas and Micah Parsons, whether it's Trey Hendrickson, who's still not aligned with the Cincinnati Bengals in any shape, form, or fashion. Have there been any developments since we talked to you last with anyone that gives you encouragement that any of these situations are closer to getting resolved?
Well, Terry McLaurin, the Washington receiver, showed up over the weekend. And once a player shows up, he gives up much of his leverage because, and this gets a little complicated under the collective bargaining agreement, but you have more leverage if you stay away than if you show up and leave. Because once you leave, after 5 days, they can put you on a reserve list that allows them to not pay you at all. And you can't play for anyone, for the team that holds your rights or any other team at all for the rest of the year. So once you're there, it's very difficult to leave. Now, that said, with some of the stuff that's going on with the Cowboys, some of the comments that have been made by Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, I can't help but wonder whether or not at some point the best move for Micah Parsons is to walk out. Because I don't think the Cowboys would hurt themselves by shutting down Micah Parsons for the year. And I think he only gets what he deserves from the Cowboys this year if he takes a stand. They'll otherwise lowball him and force him to choose between a less-than contract or finish out his rookie deal at $24 million this year, which is far less than what he's worth. That's going to be the option, and then they'll kick it all to next year. I think if he doesn't force the issue, it's going to be something less than what he's worth or play it all out until next year and only make $24 million. And I know only $24 million, like, let's not cry tears for him. I get that in the abstract, but the market's at 41. He's at 24. Something's wrong with this picture.
Mike, I saw on one of the headlines on Pro Football Talk, as a matter of fact, just happened to notice that Justin Fields did participate today for the Jets in 11-on-11 after he was carted off a few days ago. And as a Bears reporter, we were all at Halas Hall, and for about 20 minutes, I think we were following that story more closely than we were what was going on with Caleb Williams, just because, you know, obviously we keep an eye on Justin Fields. So he's out there today. Does he have a chance in New York? Do you think that Justin Fields can finally show what a lot of people think he's capable of there, or no, because it's New York and it's the Jets and things always go bad for quarterbacks there?
Well, it's a new regime, and let's see if this new regime can actually go in and run the team the way it sees fit and not face interference from ownership. But it feels like this new regime is committed to maximizing Justin Fields' skill set. He's going to run a lot. They were in favor of keeping the tush push, the Jets were, because the thinking is they're going to use it. I mean, the best coaching is take the players you have and come up with an offense or defense that best suits what they do well. And Justin Fields is a guy who has proven he can be a very dangerous runner. So good news is that dislocated toe healed quickly. And I was thinking of this earlier today. Who should feel worse? The Giants for trading out of the spot that became Justin Fields when they could have had Micah Parsons instead, or the Bears for trading up into the spot where they took Justin Fields and left Micah Parsons on the board? Who should feel worse, the Bears or the Giants?
Well, we're never going to give the Bears the benefit of the doubt, so I am going to go the latter. Marshall, do you agree or no?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go that way, just because it becomes a status quo type situation, Mike. When you see what has happened year after year, you lose the benefit of a doubt. Now, that could change with this new Kevin Warren-led regime and the fact that they've now have a general manager and a head coach who seemed to be in lockstep, and the head coach was the hottest head coaching guy on the market available. So we'll see how it goes out, but I'm going to hold my breath.
I got the answer, guys. The answer is the Bears moving up to number two to draft Mitchell Trubisky. How about that?
That's a tough one.
It's a compromise.
That is tough to swallow.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Joined by Mike Florio, who's the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. And as I said, PFT Live is back today. So Mike and his gang getting back to work. Also, the Hall of Fame game is later on this week. Chargers and Lions. And the Lions did something very curious earlier this summer when they canceled their mandatory minicamp because they said the extra time allotted to them to get ready for this particular exhibition game was going to make it so that they didn't need the mandatory minicamp, even though they got a new offensive coordinator and a new defensive coordinator in place. Mike, will we see kind of whether or not that works or not in the coming weeks, or was that not even a big deal that they canceled the mandatory minicamp?
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal because you do pick up an extra week of practice in training camp. You've got an extra preseason game, which is an opportunity to go through the motions of getting yourself ready for week one. And we won't know what the impact of the coaching changes are really until at the earliest, obviously, week one. But then the question becomes week in and week out, what kind of adjustments are you making? I mean, this is like high-level film junkie stuff of, you know, are you staying stagnant? Are you scouting yourself? Are you scouting the other team? Are you coming up with good game plan-specific strategies for attacking the opposing defense or offense? And that's all to be determined. And, you know, the reality is they had a hell of a brain drain in Detroit this offseason, losing both coordinators and other assistant coaches? And did they hire the right people? And will the system work? And will it be a seamless transition for a team that still has very high expectations despite the turnover?
It sounds like Aiden Hutchinson is set for a comeback player of the year type deal, if not defensive player of the year, with the way they're talking about how he looks early on.
Hey, and if they are, you know what they need to do? They need to get out the checkbook, because they've been paying their great young talent 3 years in. They've been kicking the can with Aiden Hutchinson, presumably because of this leg injury. If I'm Hutchinson, I want to have my financial security before I go put myself into another position where I could have another broken leg, even if it has nothing to do with the first one. Even if the leg is completely and totally healed, every time you go out on the field, you could have a serious injury. So every time I see someone from the Lions wax poetically about Aiden Hutchinson, I think he should be banging on someone's door saying, why don't you give me my contract then?
Mike, I'm just looking at some stuff from out of Los Angeles and Justin Herbert, and specifically Jim Harbaugh. Boy, does he love Justin Herbert. I mean, it seems like it's a little bit... I don't know if I've ever heard a coach talk about his quarterback the way he talks about his quarterback, and talking about how he's one of the best to ever play the game, and that the only thing holding Herbert back is that everyone around him doesn't operate in the same stratosphere. What's going on? Is there something that, I mean, Justin Herbert's a great quarterback, but is Harbaugh just taking it a little bit too high here?
This is a lesson I learned several years ago from a quarterback's coach who became a head coach and who had dealt with a wide variety of quarterbacks in his time in the NFL. There are very few natural-born leaders at the quarterback position who walk through the door and you know the sheriff is in town. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, that kind of player. With a guy like Justin Herbert, who is kind of a quiet and shy personality, he's not going to be that John Wayne figure. So you need someone else to tell the rest of the team, this is your leader. He may not be grabbing you by the collar. He may not be in your face. This is the guy you need to emulate. This is the guy you need to follow. This is the guy you need to wish that you would be when you grow up. And you need, this is the guy. Let there be no doubt in this locker room, this is the guy. That's part of what it takes to prop up a quarterback, to get him to have the level of confidence where he can go out and do what he needs to do to be as good as he can be. But there's two ways to transform a quarterback into a leader. He does it naturally, or those around him put him up on a platform and allow him to kind of, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. I think that's what Jim Harbaugh is trying to do. He's trying to will Justin Herbert to become the leader that he naturally isn't.
Sounds like a message is being delivered. Y'all need to catch up with just what Justin Herbert is doing. And I'm completely for it, because I have a lot of faith in Justin Herbert as well. Mike Florio joining us, the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk here on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score with Mark Grody in for Layla. Okay, Mike, I love having you on the program, not just because of all of the excellent information about the NFL specifically, but you're an attorney, so you know stuff. So when I say stuff like, the president, Donald Trump, is out here trying to get an executive order through that would cap NIL money, I'm curious as to your thoughts on that idea and whether or not you think that that would hold up in court, and how it would affect the NFL and I guess sports in general, because college players a lot now are banking on this college money as opposed to having to rush off to the NFL.
The executive order has no practical impact whatsoever. It's meaningless. It's a political game. It's placating those who have the president's ear, who would like to rewind the clock to what it was before the court system finally, and it's not up to the court system to act in a vacuum. Somebody has to pursue the right litigation. It has to jump through certain hoops. But finally, we have seen case after case after case showing that the prior system was a walking, talking antitrust violation, that any effort for the schools to come together under the NCAA umbrella is independent businesses working in unison, and it's an antitrust violation. Hey, sorry, we can't pay you, NCAA rules, which was perfect cover to exploit the players. Well, now that it's spun in a different direction, it's horrible. It's a crisis. It's excessive litigation, yada, yada. So they're trying to get the other two branches of government to override the judicial branch. The executive branch has no power to do it. The legislative branch may or may not push the SCORE Act through, which would get to where they want to be. But I keep coming back to the most basic principle in all of this. Number one, in what industry do we cap anyone's earnings? Like, this is a capitalist country. The cap doesn't stand for cap it. It stands for capitalism. And on top of that, and this is what drives me crazy, and it's just a product of where we are, when it's time to go lobby Congress or lobby the president, the players at the college level have no representation. They have no group. They have no union. They have no body that is there trying to get the senators and the members of the House of Representatives to take care of them. And so I fear they're going to get screwed. I feel that all the progress that has been made is going to be undone by some bureaucrat or legislator in D.C. that is listening to the people from the colleges who would very much like to go back to the days when the players weren't making money, because that means more money was available for the colleges.
Making college sports great again. Real amateurs doing amateur things. That's what a lot of people want. Mike, we appreciate you.
Is there an executive order about cheating at golf? Has that been issued?
I haven't heard anything about that, but I'll keep you posted if
I
hear something.
I'm just asking questions. I'm not stating opinions. I'm just asking questions.
Mike Florio, the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk, joining us each and every week here on Raheem and Harris. Mike, have a fun time in Canton. We look forward to hearing from you there.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
All right, that was Mike Florio, always a delight and always educational, which is why I love having him on, Mark. And that's one thing we'll keep an eye on to see if that goes through an executive order. And then, of course, there will be lawyers. That's usually how what follows that particular.
Oh, yeah, they'll get in the weeds. But did Trump and Biden have another golf argument or something? Did I miss the cheating? Or is he just making an old reference?
There was an article that came out about golf and the current president.
I didn't know that. I missed that one. Yes. Okay. I thought we were going back to that hilarious.
People are going to spin it however they want to spin it, and that's fine. That's what we do around here. We spend.
You got to admit, though, that the one thing that was funny, and I understand that a lot of people think that a lot of things going on in this country right now are not funny, but that was funny when those two were going at two old white men going at it about their golf game. That was awesome.
And about that was great. And how about how young and in shape and how ready they were to do whatever it was, the challenge.
They just became a couple of alphas right before us and forgot exactly who they were. It was great.
Sorry, guys. You can put them away. You can put them away now. You don't need to show us anymore. We're going to come back and go back to baseball because the trade deadline is Thursday. And the question is this simple, because I was told before the All-Star break, hey, the number of sellers are going to go way up. You're going to see a lot more teams ready to sell. Where are these supposed sellers? And if things keep going the way they're going right now, if the couple of series between now and Thursday go a certain way, there may be a lot of teams scrapping for not very little. We'll talk about that when we come back with more Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score and the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your list when considering a luxury SUV? Inspired design and comfort, impressive performance. If so, the 2025 Lincoln Aviator SUV checks every box and then some. The Aviator offers an available 28-speaker sound system, perfect position front seats, best-in-class horsepower and torque, and much more. That makes the list of SUVs you're considering become much shorter. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class is large crossover premium utility starting at MSRP under $150,000.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back to school season, be prepared with Kleenex Tissues, the classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.
Famous Footwear has the latest styles from all my favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. So you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Right now, buy one pair of shoes, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear store. Some exclusions apply.